Ladies and gentlemen.
Well, hi, everybody.
Boys and girls.
Ah, I forgot.
Kids of all ages, step right up and see the show. Back again after the exclusive 3-year tour of Europe, Asia, and the subcontinent. The one that believes his life is worth insuring. From VizzlingBop.com, Colin Burton.
Oh man, can you tell me how to do it?
And from SonOfCheese.com.
Stupid! You're so stupid!
Derek Knight.
It's evil! Don't touch it!
It's time for the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour.
It's the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. Just would you stop dicking with shit? Seriously? Can you please let me at least get through the intro without you dicking with shit?
I wasn't dicking with shit. My boob got in the way.
Okay. Anyhow, it is the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. It's one of those special even-numbered episodes. Episode number?
180.
Maybe we probably should be at 100 if we haven't taken those months off.
But it is, we are at episode 80. I'm Derek Knight from SonOfCheese.com. With me, as always, Colin Burton from FizzleAndPop.com.
Hello.
And my sister Heather from Matted Spam is joining us as well.
Hello.
And if you have a very astute ear, you're noticing something slightly different. It's called reverb. And all of the old-time super radio stations had reverb on the microphones. And just because I forgot to turn it off on mine, I just turned it up on everybody else's. So we've got the reverb going today, which is not special, but it's different. And speaking of different...
like some people's children.
That's right. Well, no, some people's children are special in a licks windows and wears a helmet kind of way. But speaking of my child, you noticed, Colin, before we started recording, that you're starting to see the invasion begin. All manner of baby shits hanging around the house, especially, this back room where we record here at Studio D Chevalier. And, you should see the nursery. We're almost done. I am one ceiling fan away from completing the nursery.
How many ceiling fans are you putting in? Or is it the fact that it's just kind of hanging there by the wires that...
The old ceiling fan that's still there was one of the $15 Walmart varieties. It's just unattractive. And we bought a ceiling fan for the room, I think, like a month ago, and I haven't got around to putting it in because I had painting to do, and we had to put the crib. In fact, we put the crib together last night, and that was a pain in the ass. Here's a tip from me to you kids. Don't buy a used crib. And don't buy it at a garage sale, and don't buy it from a friend. Apparently, that's what my wife did. One of the people she works with sold her a crib for about $100, and of course, it came with no instructions how to put it together. And being as I am so insanely mechanically inclined, it took me a while to actually get this stupid thing together, but it is finally together. And one ceiling fan away. Woo.
I hope the crib stays together, and poor little Max doesn't.
Oh no, I wouldn't have called it good if it weren't. I mean, this isn't something for me. It's something for somebody whom I now have to protect and make feel safe. So it's as together as a very well put together thing.
Okay.
But speaking of different, which because we so were, Colin will no longer be 39 here soon. He is going to hit the big and dreaded 40, and he's dreading this for some strange reason. I think it's just because so he has something to dread. Is that what it is?
Oh, I'm sure that's it. Yeah,
because of your mentality is that if something's worth thinking about, it's worth worrying about?
Sure.
Yeah. But
this is your little fantasy here.
You even put on your post on your blog at FizzleAndPop.com about how you're worried about 40 and thinking of 40.
Well, I said I was worried about 40. Negative I said it was manner. Making me think, but it's not the same as worried.
Well, but you recently got yourself some life insurance.
Trying to, yeah.
So how much is your life worth?
Not much. Enough to cover the cost of the house and maybe burial.
Maybe burial. Well, I'll tell you what, you've got that neat little extra crawl space down in the basement. That could be your burial plot.
Oh, sure, why not?
Just lock it up real tight, seal it with maybe some duct tape, and then have somebody scrawl your name in the wood.
Hey, you could paint something on there for us.
Like a little mural?
Yeah.
Apparently all I can paint is bees. I'll tell you, I can paint an Undertaker bee.
There you go.
Yeah! Oh, that would rock. All right. Woo!
So, but Colin, you were telling me specifically why you wanted to get some life insurance, so why don't you tell the kid listening, our listener, the kids listening, our listener.
So that the people...
Why you wanted to get your life insured.
You done?
Go.
So that the people that I leave behind won't be left homeless.
And you're planning on leaving people behind?
I don't want to take them with me. I mean, that's just... It's not that I wouldn't mind a company. It just seems a little bit pushy on my part.
So, but what about being 40 makes you feel now is the time you need to prepare for their future as opposed to yours?
Because when I went to check on it like a year or two ago, there is a price jump in premiums on insurance when you hit 40. So
you're trying to get it taken care of like when you're 39 and 362 days?
Yeah, apparently that's...
Look at you, Mr. Milk the System.
Yeah, well, I've managed to stay alive this long, then...
Well, but you mentioned on your blog that you always growing up thought you wouldn't even live past 20.
No, I didn't.
Why is that?
Because...
I mean, it's not like you were a hard-drinking, fast-living kind of guy. I mean,
it was just a feeling I had.
Yeah, and like you said, you've doubled that almost. You're almost. Don't want to jinx it. But you were telling me that the men in your family don't live very long. Apparently, the Burton curse.
No, I don't think it has anything to do with Burtons. Because remember, I'm not blood a Burton.
I don't know what you are. So. Oh, the Adderhold, Black Adderhold.
Yeah. So,
Colin Adderhold. That sounds. That's, that is such a faggy name. Hello, boys. I'm Colin Adderhold. Hello. Yes, I am a fancy lad. And where are the hand creams? Hello, I'm Colin Adderhold. So the Adderhold men, as mincy as they are, apparently they don't live very long.
Lick me.
Okay, Cole, come on.
I don't know the specifics of everything.
You said, well, my dad isn't doing well. And I said, you don't know who your dad is. And you said, yes, I do, but he's all strokey now.
If I admit to any of this, then I could be held accountable in court, I think. So we should move along.
No. Oh, no. You were so willing to talk about this until a microphone was in front of your face.
That's right, because now it's public record.
Yeah, because four people are going to be listening, and like you know, three of them. So,
not the point.
Well, why did you specifically feel that your life needed insuring?
So that if I were to die,
which apparently you plan on,
you're a fool not to. If you're planning on living forever, good luck.
I plan on it.
I don't plan on dying just yet, but you know. It's going to happen, no matter what you do.
Right, but you're specifically worried.
I'm not exactly worried. I would think it would suck if I died and the kids went homeless and Heather went homeless. And
like I said, they got 60 days, man. The county gives them 60 days.
And that's so wet. So then they decide to die at the end of 60 days, too, so they don't wind up homeless? I mean, come on.
Well, you know, the body's cold by then, so they just move on.
Oh, good Lord.
He won't even look at me now.
That's so funny.
But no, seriously, you were saying specifically that the men in your family...
I didn't say the men. I just said I know that my biological father's had has been incapacitated by a heavy-duty stroke and some heart attacks.
But was he like a hard-living, fast-drinking kind of guy, unlike you?
Yeah, I believe he was a heavy drinker.
And he was apparently he wasn't a nice person, so this is probably all karma coming back on him.
Karma?
Well, who says I'm a nice person?
You are a nice person.
Trip cripples, remember?
That's right. He's a cripple-tipper.
Cripple-tipper, yeah.
And, you know, he's not as nice as you think he is. Of course, then again, you're not as nice as he thinks you are.
Oh, no, knows me. He knows me.
I've asked him more several times. So has she started beating you yet?
I don't beat people.
Well, you don't hit where, of course, you know, you hit where the marks will be concealed.
Right. That's right.
Here, mm-hmm. Here, 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 and here.
Right. And, you know, and then if you tell anybody, I'm going to hit your mom. So.
What's that? Where did that come from?
I don't know. It's...
Well, you're right. She is my mom because you were adopted.
Right. No.
Wait, yes, no.
No, I mean, we were talking about that. We're looking at all the family pictures and stuff. You don't look like anybody.
Me?
You look like nobody.
I look just like Mom. I look just like Olga, our great-grandma. And
I'm sorry, was that Olga?
Did I make it? It wasn't me.
You went, Olga.
No, I didn't. I said Olga, our great-grandmother.
Okay. Well, I could run the tape back.
I'm not sure you could, but I don't think I made a weird noise.
I look just like Olga.
No.
Apparently you sound just like her, too.
Hey.
I look like, I do look like Dad. You do? A little bit.
I don't see, we don't see any family resemblance.
There's one picture that I've seen when Mom and Dad were quite young. I think they were either dating or they were newly married, and he looks a lot like me.
Well, I haven't seen this then.
I know. There's very little. I'm an enigma. I mean,
that you're just like an amalgam of
everybody. Yeah, I am an amalgam, and unfortunately, when you put all that in one pot, it comes out looking pretty weird. And so I can't help that.
I didn't say you looked weird. I just said you don't look like anybody in our family.
Far as adoption potential goes, you're higher up there.
You know, and that's all. That's fine, because I am smarter than the rest of you, too. So I obviously came from much better stock.
Hey!
Now, if you want to get it started, I can finish it. Now, I'm not adopted.
Neither am I.
Okay, at least we've got... How about you, Colin? You adopted?
Yeah.
Okay, well, yeah. How's that feel?
It hurts and you're making me cry. You're bringing up all the memories of sadness and living in the home with all the other children.
Yeah.
You never
having
lived.
To steal to make a living.
Make ends meet. Kind of like Aladdin.
Yeah, something like
except
that.
You never ended up
I
with
didn't
a
have
genie.
A monkey.
I was just saying, yeah, and he never had a monkey.
No monkey. Genie. You got ripped off, man. You're a bit more, or is it like Oliver Twist? Was
That'd
he an
probably
orphan?
Be better.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, there you go, little Oliver Twist. Yeah.
Little Colin Adderholt on the streets with a grimy face and his little gloves with no fingertips trying to steal little bits of bread off the street fighting the rats for some meat to survive.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah. Little, there you go. Little Colin Adderholt.
Actually, I was convinced that I was adopted by my mom, except for the fact that we look so much alike. So... But when I was a kid,
well, just
I was
because
like,
you
I
guys,
was adopted. I know I was.
Just because you both dye your hair the same shade of red doesn't make you.
I don't dye my hair.
Well, you used to. You could say now. Your hair is not currently dyed, but it's grown out.
Yeah.
You dyed it, like, you. What did you say?
It's
to match
henna.
Your,
it's
to
not,
match your,
it's not it's, dying.
I dyed my hair henna. Thirdly,
no, I dyed henna. I used henna.
I used henna.
His hair.
Colin Adderholt used henna. It's the greatest.
Oh, good Lord.
Fabulous.
Sorry.
So you're glad you came over today to record, aren't you?
Uh-huh.
Yep. So anyway, since we've talked about you being adopted and you being afraid of dying and your dad being all incapacitated and strokey.
When did I say I was afraid of dying?
You fear the death. I saw it in your eyes. Anyway, why don't we just keep on going? How do you feel about abortion, and who are you going to vote for in the next election?
I don't know who I'm going to vote for. I haven't been following. How did the primaries turn out? Who we got? Is it over?
Who do we got? Well, right now, the Republican front runner is John McCain.
Okay, no way in hell I'm voting for him. So,
and it's still kind of a dead heat between Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton.
Right.
And I did see a wonderful political cartoon in the paper
I'm sure
a couple days ago. That really sums up how I feel about Hillary Clinton. It was a football motif, and it had Barack Obama jumping over her and catching a ball, and she's kind of clutching and grasping and screaming, "I'm entitled! It's mine! I have to win! It's mine!" And that's kind of how, you know, if Barack Obama hadn't just emerged over the last couple of years, it would have probably been a Hillary landslide. But now that she's got a challenger, you really see that bitchiness coming out. It's like that, mm-hmm. Well, but it was supposed to be mine all along.
You start to understand why Bill cheated, huh?
Oh, Jesus, I understood that a long fucking time ago. it's like her head. She's like one of those, punchy robots in the ring with the button on their chin. Have you seen the way her
Rock'em
head?
Sock'em?
Yeah, she's like a Rock'em Sock'em robot. Her brick of a head just kind of sits on her brick of a body, and it's like independently jointed. It's just weird looking.
Oh dear.
I mean, not to mention that she's scary, dangerous, and she's not the smartest woman in the world, as some liberals have painted her. But
well, I voted for Kratos. So.
Who?
Kodos.
You don't even know what the fuck Kodos. You voted for. What is that, some Middle Earth shit?
No, that's some Simpsons thing.
Don't blame me, I voted for Kodos.
Yeah, don't blame me, I voted for Kodos.
I'm sorry, you'll have to.
The two aliens in the 80s, yeah, I guess when Dole was running and
I am Clinton.
They kidnap both. Yeah, they kidnap both of them.
I remember
and take
seeing
their places.
That. Yeah.
So it didn't really matter who you voted for. Either way, you were screwed.
Got it.
Whatever.
I can't believe you didn't get that reference. I'm shocked.
You know, I've tried to watch The Simpsons, but I just always miss it. I watch a few of them.
Oh, I pity you.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
You have my pity.
Okay. Well, thank you. I'll
Trash
wrap it up and put it in my desk drawer. And if I ever need to feel better, I'll whip your pity out and stare at it for a while.
Yeah, whip out my pity.
Pardon me while I whip this out. So anyhow, Heather, what about you and the politics? The politicking are coming up. Are you just completely not interested, or are you going to put yourself in a position to have a stake in the future?
I am so not interested. It bores me to tears, and I don't understand it, so I just...
You know, it's funny. 10 years ago, I was... 10, 12 years ago, I was so, so... Please start over. I cared so much about politics 10 or 12 years ago, and now I could give a shit less.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny how, you know.
It's funny how Bush will do that to you.
It's not even Bush. It's just politics in general. I can't stand it. I just don't like it. And yeah. I know, you know, you probably should care, but I don't.
You need to join the anarchy party.
Anarchy. Yeah, I'm starting to lean towards libertarian, but, you know, that's just another word for loser. So, I don't know. You know, you can either be part of a majority or you could be part of a losing party and then feel a little bit better about yourself and then going around telling people, well, I'm not a Republican or a Democrat because I'm smarter than you. Sure. Yeah, you are. Just a loser. That's what you are.
Me? You were looking right at me.
I can't really see too much over Colin's big giant head.
Oh, okay.
Whatever.
And his afro.
There's no fro.
It's kind of matted down. Looks like he slept on it. Funny.
Is this Pick on Colin
it
Day?
It is episode 80, Pick on Colin Day.
I think I'll just leave this up then.
Okay. You keep keep with the flipping off there.
Yeah, you got it. Hello.
All right. Colin's got his pet bird out. He's showing it to the world.
No, to you.
Just to me.
Just to you. It's all for you.
Technically, you're flipping off every listener we've got.
No, not really, because this isn't a visual show.
All two
show.
Of them.
This isn't a visual show.
Yeah. Thanks for alienated our listener.
Whatever.
They know. Alienated.
The listener knows I'm not flipping him or her off.
Him or her.
I'm flipping you off.
Okay. I can accept that.
Because, you know, you're a dick.
Well, you know, apparently I've been told that that's our best shows is when I can rile you up and you get into the arguing mode.
Right.
But you're a little bit passive today. You're kind of a...
Am I?
You're a sad panda. And you seem like you're a little cranky. Have you had enough sleep?
No.
No? I'm sorry.
And you said I was upset yesterday, and that kind of surprised me because I didn't think I was. Was it yesterday,
the day before?
Yeah, day before yesterday.
Well, you had a...
Oh, that's fine.
Could have fooled me.
Well, apparently, I did fool you.
You had a rough week, apparently, and it was
not really.
Seemed like it was wearing on you.
Every week wears on me. I mean, come on.
Why?
Really can't talk about that, can we?
Speaking of things we can't talk about, here in a couple of weeks, we're going to have an exclusive interview with major fucking star Chris Graham, who's the star of one of the worst movies ever made. And, he's going to fill us in on how it, what the behind the scenes is like making a movie that is made solely so a handful of people can see bare boobs.
Well, here, are we mentioning the name of the movie, or is that going to be a surprise?
Fuck yeah.
Okay. Is he really the star, or is the crappy elf the star?
The crappy elf may have his crappy name in plural in the title, but there is one male actor that stands out in the movie, and unfortunately, it's the 8-year-old child actor who we will have on here soon.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The male lead, Dan Haggerty, was so coked up and fat that, all his acting. If he ever had any acting ability, I don't know. I never watched it. What was his show? BJ and the Bear?
Grizzly Adams.
I never watched that. I don't know if he ever had any acting chops, so to speak, but... Boy, was he bad in Elves. And
well, it was just a bad movie all the way
around. I don't think you can blame him for his acting in Elves. Obviously, whoever was manning that...
The director?
Yeah, the director.
I believe his name is Jeffrey Mandel.
And he doesn't work anywhere near us, right? Before I start talking crap about him,
apparently that was like the only film he's ever directed.
Oh, well, in that case.
Yeah, in that case. Suck!
Actually, we should probably save it for the show.
Yeah, let's save it for that show so we can we don't give up too much information, of course. I mean, what's to give up, really? But, yeah, so that's an upcoming show. Of course, we'll also be talking to old friend of the show, M. Dung, soon. He's back on the radio in a capacity that you might not have foreseen, and we'll talk to him about that in an upcoming show. So no more about the upcoming shows. Let's talk about the now. Let's live in the ephemera.
Okay. Oh,
now who sounds a little faggoty? Let's live in the ephemera.
Hello, I'm Colin Adderholt. Yes.
Hey, at least I'm not living in the ephemera.
Hello, boys.
Oh, God.
Hello. I'm a fancy lad. My name is Colin Adderholt. Yes. Does anybody have any hand lotion? Maybe some hair cream.
Yeah, because my middle finger's getting a little chafed.
A little chafed from all its overuse, right?
Yeah, from showing it off to you so much.
Yeah. Well, you know. Hold that thing up again.
I don't think so. Why?
Hold it up again.
Are you going to take a picture?
Hold it up again. It looks like a sausage.
It does not.
Let me see.
You got like Jimmy Dean fingers.
Let me see it.
I like how he holds up all four for Heather.
I'm not going to flip you off.
Yeah, I'm not flipping you off.
Hold up all five plus the thumb.
All five plus the thumb? That'd be tricky.
There you go. Kids, you can't see what he just did, but he managed to do it. And I'm not going to tell you exactly how. Why would... Okay, number one, take a fucking cough drop, all right? Number two...
I am sick.
How long have you been sick?
I've been sick since I was in Junction. So, what, a week?
I don't know.
A week.
So how did that trip to and for you kids not in the know, Junction is the shortening of Grand Junction. And no, not Grand Junction, Tennessee. Grand Junction, Colorado,
There's a Grand Junction in Tennessee.
There's a Grand Junction, Tennessee. It's named for the junction of several railroads, not the junction of rivers like the Grand Junction, Colorado. So how did that trip go?
Well, it had its moments, but it was just depressing. Yeah. It was just depressing because, you know, Grandma's not doing well, so it wasn't fun to see her not doing well. But Jordan had a great time. That was the first time she'd ever gone on a vacation.
Really? Well,
yeah.
Then again,
she's got me as
dad. Yeah, her dad is afraid of travel, and
there's no fear. It's not
apprehension.
No, missing flights and stuff like that freak me. But yeah, I just don't enjoy traveling.
Well, we were like just outside of Vail, I think, and she had been sleeping most of the time. But she woke up. She goes, "You know, this is the longest time I have ever been in a car. This is the longest car ride ever."
Wow. By the time we were her age, we had already been to California and to Arkansas.
I know.
Via car, sitting in the backseat of a 1979 Grand Prix. I mean, at least it was a large car, but it's still a car.
Did Mom ever tell you why we ended up going on those trips?
She was trying to find somebody who would buy you.
Besides that.
No, what, you mean the trip to Arkansas and the trip to California?
Yeah. Did she ever tell you what inspired them to decide we were actually going to go to these places?
No. I just figured it was vacation time.
Well, that's what I always thought, too. But she said that when Lady and the Tramp came out and Dad was showing it at the Cinema 70, there's a scene where Lady and the Tramp are sitting up on a hill and he's trying to talk her into doing more things and... You know, going more places. And
going all the way.
No!
Going all the way.
Don't you face those hindquarters my way.
No. He's trying to talk her into, like, being more adventurous. Okay?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
So no more dog style.
People style.
Woo!
Listen. She said that the tramp looked at her and said, "Why is that so funny?"
That's from that Bob Dylan song. Never compromise with a mystery tramp, but then you realize he ain't selling any alibis. Anyway,
the tramp looked at her and
said, "Nice ass.
Come on, kid, you got to start making some memories." And Mom said, "Every time we have a vacation, we only go to Junction. We're not making any memories, so we had to go to California and Arkansas."
And apparently that was enough memories.
That was it. We were done. Yeah,
well, I mean, we had to... That's the funny thing. We always picked places where we either had family or friends.
Right.
And because we stayed with Jerry
right.
in California. We mm-hmm. stayed with Rex and Rose in Arkansas. I mean, we never actually made memories like going out on adventures.
Well, no, I know.
We went straight to stay with family.
Right.
We stayed with family on the way to Arkansas in Missouri.
Yeah. Well, and that was Uncle Buster. And his wife at the time was named Pat. And Mom was just, she couldn't say Pat and Buster. It always came out Butt and Pastor. And she was so terrified that she was going to be like, hi, Butt.
How, who was it, Pat, that had quilted the giant Confederate flag quilt and the local store offered her $5 to display it in the window?
Yeah, it might have been. I'd forgotten all about that. I just remember there was a son named Reuben, and I was like, who would name their kid Reuben? And Mom was like, shut up! We were in the bedroom, closed up in the bedroom, and oh no! They might have ears in the walls.
The hills do have eyes, though, in that part of Missouri.
That's true.
Yes. Yeah, that was an interesting trip. It was, we always took our trips for some reason in, like, winter.
Yeah, like November.
Yeah, in December. I remember when we went to California, it was early December.
It was December 9th. We were there on December 9th.
December 9th, 1980.
When John Lennon was killed. John Lennon was killed. Because we were watching Monday Night Football, and that was when they announced it. So that's how I know when we were in
California. Yeah, it was 1980. It was early December, and it was nice being in California. It was weird being in California around Christmas time because it was so nice and so warm. Mm-hmm. Nothing we were certainly used to in our young lives.
I know.
And all the Christmas decorations seemed so out of place in
California.
I don't
remember that at all.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember seeing the Queen Mary.
Oh, yeah.
Saw the Queen Mary. We didn't actually we didn't pop for the tour. We just got to stand on the deck and stare at the ocean.
Memories.
And feed the seagulls.
Yeah.
French fries.
Yeah, we're making memories, Colin. That's what we're doing.
Memories.
Making memories.
See, I have memories, too. That's also why I don't like travel. Because
yes,
we traveled a lot when I was a kid, and I did not like it.
Well, I'm sure, little Colin Adderholt was a little inconvenienced by the whole process.
I wasn't Colin Adderholt at the time.
Whatever you were.
I never was Colin Adderholt.
I like that name, though. I really do.
Do you? Do you?
Colin the Fancy Lad Adderholt.
I'm sure they can drop some paperwork
for you. Why don't
you
change your name back to that, then?
Adderholt?
Yeah.
That'd be kind of rude to do to my dad.
That's true, it would.
Particularly, the dad I grew up with, as opposed to my biological father, who wants nothing to do with me anyway. So.
I can,
but it would make Derek happy.
I don't, you see, if I wanted to make Derek happy,
it's
I would.
It's the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour with Derek Knight and Colin Adderholt.
Come on, it sounds great.
With the fancy lad, Colin Adderholt. We could even have a shout for you. The fancy lad.
Yeah. You know what? He doesn't need to change his name back. He can just do it anyway.
I can. It can be unofficial as all get out,
that's
as
right.
The kids would say.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
You just suck so bad.
You're supposed to. It's like that song, Johnny, get angry. Come on, Colin, get mad and fight with me.
Right.
That makes Justin happy. If you don't argue with me, the terrorists will.
See, okay, what is this with me having to make people happy? Fuck you all. I don't need to make any of you happy.
That's your fucking job, man.
No, it isn't.
That's your fucking job.
No, it isn't. Go to hell.
No. Well, you're
tired of your crap.
That is your middle name. Colin, tired of your crap, Burton.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Did we ever tell that story?
On the pod?
It's a short story.
I know we've told it on blog, but I don't know about pod.
Well, I'm not even sure I know the story, so tell the story.
When I was his manager at the Gazette, I noticed that his middle initial was T, and I asked him, I said, well, what's the T stand for? And he said, tired of your crap.
I do remember that now. Okay.
So, it's actually Travis. Travis. Colin Travis Adderholt.
He was never Colin Travis Adderholt.
I know, but it's just sounds so English. You know, it sounds so British.
And they're all gay.
They've got bad teeth.
No, not anymore.
Not anymore.
The dentistry has gotten better, I believe.
Has
it? I've heard that.
Yeah. You've heard that.
I haven't been back, obviously, in a long time, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he doesn't want to make memories in England.
Actually, no, I wouldn't mind going back there, although I'd like to go to Australia more than.
Why? Well, it's because it's the penal colony, and
yeah,
of course
exactly,
that's
to poke fun at the inmates.
If he's going to go to find his ancestry, he's got to go to England's largest penal colony.
Is that right?
He does.
Well, we already know where some of his ancestors are from because he's related to us.
Scotland?
No, because he's like on our side. He's related to us. You know that, right?
That's disgusting.
He's our
We've
eighth.
Been inbreeding for years,
I
haven't we?
Know, I know, I know. Oh, but he's like our eighth cousin many times removed.
I guess the big-headed guy over at the other agency, Copy God, he posted on his blog a news story that all blue-eyed individuals share a common ancestor.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, so yeah, Old Blue was his name.
Yeah, Old Blue. But if you have blue eyes,
prolific,
then you share a common ancestor with everybody else who has blue eyes.
That's weird.
I don't know how you could possibly figure that out.
Well, I know.
Well, if you're religious enough, you share ancestry with everybody.
With a guy that Adam and Eve.
I'm sorry, you were stuttering just a little bit there. As my dad would say,
in my throat, and I didn't want to
spit it out.
Cough
train?
In your face. So, butt munch. Anyway,
goat roper.
Goat roper. It does no good to tell the story on the pod without telling the story on the pod.
I know. Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
I have discovered that one of my son's favorite things for him to hear me say is "fuck weasel."
Fuck weasel.
Yeah, when I get mad and I call somebody a fuck weasel,
I have never heard.
So funny.
I've never heard you call anybody a fuck weasel. Are you calling me a fuck weasel like behind my back or something?
No, I think that'd be a fun thing to call you to your face. I don't think I'd save that for behind your back. No, it's usually the people that piss me off in traffic or whatever.
Oh, so like you that. Do have the road. I know you got the road rage. In fact, it's funny. We went to lunch without you yesterday because you couldn't go to lunch because you had to take off early to go try and have your life insured. And it was funny.
And you know what? There's still a chance it might fail. I've got, actually on Monday, I have to go in for some tests in the morning.
Hmm.
So.
Well, anyway, I was with Ray. And
fuck you and your...
Yeah, there was some trouble getting out of the parking lot, and this old lady nearly hit me, and I had to run away from her and kind of like move back into the space before she hit me. Honked a couple times, and she was oblivious. Then there was a couple other people that I had to dodge and avoid, and by the time we got out of the parking lot, Ray paused and said, "Good thing Colin's not driving. He would have been pissed." I said, "Well, I'm about as pissed as he would be. I'm just not screaming about it."
I don't scream. I just say, "Fuck weasel." I mean, that's not screaming.
So apparently what it is, I mean, I've never really noticed, but apparently your road rage is legendary. So
is it? Well, there you go.
That's the
apparently
idea.
Apparently there's
get.
A lot of things. I have a bad attitude. I am a bad person. See, you don't know that.
See, you don't know that. You don't know that about me. I've got a bad attitude.
Apparently I have anger issues.
Duh.
Well, I've never seen them.
Duh. He does, too.
Well, I'm sure it worked because I've heard of some of the stuff he's had to put up with there, and I'd probably get mad, too, and have anger issues.
You know what? If you're human, you're going to get frustrated sometimes. That's just
a
given.
Like I was telling Ray, though,
I'm with
at
him.
One point,
you know, sometimes?
I can't hide my emotions like a lot of people can.
You can't see it, but I'm raising my hand. I can't either. Well, I cannot. You know, if I'm pissed off, boy, oh, man, everybody knows it.
Yeah.
But if I'm happy at the same time, I'm just the catty, chatty Cathy. Well, just the chatterbox. Why I'm so happy. Just chat, 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 chat.
He must be very happy today.
You know when and that's the funny thing. There's like that study that women use like a billion more words a day than men. I use all my words up at work. By the time I come home, I got nothing more to say.
I'm sorry, Squatchy. Yeah. I've got no more
words
left.
So why aren't you talking to me? Well,
I used all my words.
Duh. I'm out of words. And you know what? We're out of time. Yeah. It's been wonderful, kids. It's the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power. The Half Hour Power Hour. Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. Our big podcast. It's the 80th episode. An even number, kids. Woohoo. 20 away from 100. And hey, it's great to have you listening. I know you're listening. I can feel it. I can feel it.
In my fingers.
In my fingers. In my toes. In my butt. So, kids, we'll see you back again next Wednesday.
I don't want to feel it.
Do all the time.